the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyyil Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. We've been reflecting on the verses 45 to 48 of chapter 33, which is Surah Ahzab, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This passage starts with Ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, O Prophet, truly we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of good news or glad tidings, and as a warner. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. I think this is a very profound concept. Someone who invites people, who calls people towards Allah with Allah's blessing, with Allah's leave. We can understand that in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his permission, to his leave, it has different types. Sometimes it's general, sometimes it's only when something very special is going to happen, when something miraculous is going to happen, when something that only an agent of God can do it. You get the point? So these are not the same. Another case is about guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Alif lam ra. This is the beginning of Surah Ibrahim. Ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa salam. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. A book that we have sent down to you. Why? Why did Allah send this book to the Prophet? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you take them from darknesses to light. So the purpose of sending the book is not just to educate people. It's not that we want to educate people. Yes, we want to educate people, but for something greater. We want them to move towards light. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the one who takes people from darkness to the light. Yeah, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Like Allah is the one who gives life, but he can choose Jesus as a person who can give life, as his agent. And this is a miraculous power. Again here, Allah takes people from darkness to the light, but Allah can give this power to the Prophet. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. This is very important. It's not just a matter of Rasulullah teaching people, educating people, showing them the way. It's not just what we say, ira'atu tariq, to show them the path. It's actually taking them from darkness to the light. لِتُخْرَجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So Rasulullah was able, he was given this miraculous power by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was permitted to be agent of Allah to take people from darkness to the light. He was actually taking people from darkness to the light. Not just he was talking about this and then said, okay, you go and do it. He was taking people from darkness to the light. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ Of course. No one can do this without a special permission, which is miraculous power that Allah gives to his agent. إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ This journey towards light is the same journey towards the right path. You cannot be in darkness and think of being on the right path. إِلَى النُّورِ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ So إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ explains إِلَى النُّورِ
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Another verse is this verse in Surah Ma'idah, verse 16. Of course, you can read it from verse 15, which Allah talks to the people of the book about Quran. And Allah says that a book, a light has come to you. Then Allah says, Yahdi bihillah, in the verse 16. Yahdi bihillah man ittaba'a ridwanahu subul as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides with this book the people who are after his pleasure. Not everyone. Those who want to please God through Quran, Allah will show them the ways of peace. Subul as-salam. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Through the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them from darknesses to the light. What does it mean? Does it mean that Quran just shows the way? Or it means that the Quran has light and gives you actually light? It's the second. Because it says, وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Quran, takes people from darkness to the light actually, not just theoretically, not just talking to them about light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the guardian of the believers, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ He does it through the Prophet and through the Quran. Through the Quran, يَحْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ And through the Prophet also, دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ Or لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ Of course, this is not exclusive to the Quran. Allah also says about Prophet Musa, أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Every prophet has come for this mission of taking people from darkness to the light, not just by showing the way, by actually getting the hand of people and moving them towards light.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard And my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.